Zach, this is trading on Curtis Linford, Linford. Curtis, Curtis, Linford, L as in Lancy, Linford, Curtis, Curtis. Date of consultation was 8/1/23. Please make a copy for Dr. Mudassara Khan, M-U-D-U-S-S-A-R-A, Mudassara Khan, K-H-A-N. M-U-D-U-S-S-A-R-A, Khan, K-H-A-N. MD. The next, this patient is coming in for bronchoscopy. Chief complaint is mediastinal and right perihilar mass. Next paragraph. Mass period and history of renal cell carcinoma. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 79-year-old male, who accountant, who has a prior history of malignant neoplasm of the left kidney. Underwent a left nephrectomy 3 years ago. The patient has been followed up by oncology on a regular basis, and can you please change the date of left nephrectomy? The patient underwent left nephrectomy on January 27th, 21, following a renal biopsy. Okay, period. Next paragraph. The patient had a follow-up PET CT done on 5/8/23, and the PET CT demonstrated a 3x2.7 cm perihilar mass / lymph node in the right lower lung zone with a SUV max of 3.1, suggesting increased metabolic activity, and without significant change since November 16/22. This nodule has gradually increased in size since January of 21, when it measured 1.1 centimeter, period. There was also a stable 4 millimeter non-hypermetabolic nodule in the left lower lobe and a 5 millimeter subpleural nodule in the left lower lobe, which is non-hypermetabolic, period. There were multiple patchy ground glass opacifications in the lower lobes as well, and the right upper lobe, period. The patient has an occasional cough, but denies any shortness of breath, wheezing, denies fevers, chills, hemoptysis, night sweats, or weight loss, period. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of left nephrectomy for renal cell cancer in January 21. History for skin cancer, resection on his nose, and also a tonsillectomy in the past. Yes, anxiety attacks. And some depression, period. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies history of smoking. No significant alcohol use, period. Next, family history. Mother died of uterine cancer. Father died of heart disease. Next line. Med list included bupropion, bupropion 300 milligrams daily, hydrocodone 10 milligrams, Q6 hours PRN, Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID PRN, Prevacid 30 milligrams daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. He has glaucoma and had cataracts removed. He has no shortness of breath, wheezing, or cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. He has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. No leg swelling. He has depression and anxiety. He has joint pains and muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. He has no dizzy attacks or hoarseness or nosebleeds. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white male was moderately overweight and no acute distress, no pallor, icterus, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 by 70, pulse is 86, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 186, saturation 99. HENT had no cephalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with diminished excursions, and lung fields are essentially clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly or tenderness, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness, reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression. Can you also add in the neuro exam? The patient is alert, oriented, and and is of normal affect, period. Next paragraph, impression number one. Right perihilar mass. Rule out metastatic renal CA. Number two is history of renal LCA, left kidney status post left nephrectomy. Number three is anxiety disorder. And next paragraph. Number five is depression. Number six is non-acetic anemia. And number seven is chronic renal insufficiency, period. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. He was also advised that a bronchoscopy and EBUS biopsy could be scheduled to evaluate the right perihilar nodule. And he will also get a CBCN COAG profile. And the follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Mudassara Khan, M-U-D-U-S-S-A-R-A, Khan, K-H-A-N, M-D. Thank you.